It was last Friday that Gavin Coffey was on I-5. He was his car was hit by some flying debris. And Everett, just a kid, 21 years old, had an unsecure load at the time it came loose and killed, of course, Gavin. On the phone at the time, with Gavin, on the phone when it happened, was his pastor, Pastor John Adelot from City Calvary Chapel. Pastor John, how are you doing with this?
Well, you know, it was hard to listen to one of my closest friends be in that collision. You know, also just to think that I was on the telephone with him. One thing I do know, though, is that Gavin was an incredibly careful driver. He's never been in an accident before in his life. And when the accident occurred, it happened so quickly. It was a matter of just a second from when he, I think, originally saw the shelf to where he was struck by the car and killed. I don't think it would have mattered whether he was on the telephone or not. It was over all so quickly.
Yeah, I see your point. I imagine Heidi is in the throes of grief, and you've no doubt heard the olive branch and the love that she's extended to this young man, Brian Campbell, by saying, well, it was her husband, and no surprise to you that Gavin is the one that told her this, holding a grudge is like taking poison and waiting for someone to die. Even gone to the point of inviting him to the service. This probably doesn't surprise you about Heidi?
Well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me about Heidi at all. In fact, when I was talking with Heidi, after she realized that her husband was dead and she was in tears, she all of a sudden started crying again a little bit later, thinking about the person that caused this accident. She had no idea who he was, didn't know anything about him, but she felt so bad for him because she realized that he was going to be devastated. And even before she knew anything about who caused the accident, she already, her heart was going out to this man.
You know, this young man, I say young, 21, to me that's just a young kid, Brian Campbell. I just finished watching End of the Spear. Have you seen the movie?
Yes, it was a great movie.
I just encourage anybody to see that. It's just a true story of missionaries who were killed. The son of one of the main missionaries that was killed goes back, starts ministering to them, ends up going around the country with the guy that killed his dad and sharing the story. I don't think this is over, is what I'm saying, with this young kid from Everett who wants to be a pastor himself.
No, in fact, you know, the remarkable thing is that this young man actually goes to Calvary Fellowship where the service is going to be held. Gavin and I both served on staff at Calvary Fellowship for a number of years, and then when Calvary Fellowship moved from the Wallingford area up to Mount Lake Terrace, we kept a Calvary Chapel affiliate in the city, in the Wallingford area. And Gavin, when I decided that I was going to be pastoring this church, Gavin actually came and said, I want to work with you. And so he and I both had our beginnings at Calvary Fellowship, and this young man attends Calvary Fellowship. And it's just a remarkable. It's no coincidence, I don't believe.
That's what I'm thinking. This story isn't over yet.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, you know, also, just a reminder of the sovereignty of God. That, you know, he knows the number of our days. He knows how many days we have. And this was all according to God's will. And Gavin is in heaven with the Lord right now. And we all, as a church family, and certainly with the Coffey family, rejoice in that fact, that knowing Gavin is in heaven. And you know, the way he lived his life, he has left an amazing legacy in so many people. He challenged all of us to be better people and to put other people first. He was an amazing example.
You just mentioned something, and I'll close with this. Officer Leto Barber, who was killed by that lady earlier last... You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Clark Kimmerer, who's an officer at the service, said this about Leto. And tell me this doesn't relate to Gavin. A light that bright can never be extinguished.
Absolutely. I mean, Gavin is one of those people that we will remember all of our lives. And it sounds like this young man was a remarkable young man as well. And, you know, one of the things that it just reminds all of us as we go through life And as we bump into people and get to know people, to leave that kind of impression on people.
Mm.
You know, and to take every opportunity we can to be loving and to show the love of God.
Well, it was Gavin that said to Heidi, holding a grudge is like taking poison and waiting for someone to die.
Well, yeah, and a person can make the choice to go through life bearing a grudge, and the life they're going to live is at that point is one of darkness. But you know, the Bible calls us to live in the light, and one of the ways that we can do that is to forgive people and to understand. You know, we've all blown it, and like this young man, I mean, it was just a very simple thing that happened, and he was probably just a 21 year old kid helping his grandpa, doing a kind thing, and you know, it's just a tragedy that happened.
You know, it's amazing. I know it's against the law, but isn't it amazing, too, that that grandpa wanted to take the place of that kid?
Yeah, I thought that was sweet.
Wow. Press on, my brother. Appreciate you taking time for us.
Well, thanks for having me.